John Lee Dumas is the founder and host of the award-winning podcast Entrepreneurs on Fire. With over 100 million listens of his 3,000-plus episodes, JLD has turned Entrepreneurs on Fire into a media empire that generates over a million listens every month and seven figures of net annual revenue 8 years in a row. His first traditionally published book, The Common Path to Uncommon Success, is the modern-day version of Think and Grow Rich with a revolutionary 17-step roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment. Learn more at uncommonsuccessbook.com. I wanted to ask you, so what was your journey like founding Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast?
It was a journey that was really founded in failure. I failed for 6 years in a row. Everything that I tried did not work. And it just kept me down this journey of educating myself, reading the right books, listening to the right podcasts, to finally coming up with the idea that, you know what? I need to surround myself with the right people. I need to interview and ask questions to the right people. And what better way to do that than to create and launch an interview-based podcast of the world's most successful entrepreneurs.
Fantastic. I love your energy and the way you kind of speak on your podcast. So my first question was, so any kind of audience growth strategies you could share with the audience today on podcasting?
Well, I'll share it about in general, and then I'll get specific on podcasting. What I think people need to realize is you need to go to the platform that you're looking to grow. So if you're looking to grow TikTok followers, you're going to do that on TikTok. You're going to look to grow Instagram followers. You need to do that on Instagram. You want to grow your podcast listening audience. You need to do that on podcasts, because the reality is this: podcast listeners listen to podcasts. So when you are a guest on somebody else's podcast, every single person that's listening to you listens to podcasts. It's a simple but true truism. It is so important to know. So every month I spend one day, which happens to be today, being interviewed on 20 other shows. It is my commitment to being on other podcasts. And I've been doing this every single month for years and years and years now. Some shows are big, some shows are small. Some shows I do never even end up launching. By the end of the day, I just commit to doing the interviews, and my show has continued to grow as a result. So if you want to grow your podcast audience, get on other podcasts, add value to the listeners that are listening to the podcast, and they will go find you and listen to your show.
Yeah, wow, fantastic. Thanks very much for sharing that. I think the biggest takeaway here for the audience is to guest on podcasts and add values to listeners. So my next question, kind of branching off of that and the whole topic of podcasting, is so kind of any podcast monetization strategies you can share with the audience?
When it comes to monetizing your podcast, you need to keep things simple. Don't go for sponsors, because you don't have enough listeners for that and you won't for a significant amount of time. What you need to do is pretty basic. You need to create free, valuable, and consistent content for your listeners. Your listeners will grow to know, like, and trust you because of the content that you're giving to them. And then once your audience is of a decent size, you ask them, what is your biggest struggle right now? What are you struggling with? They will tell you their obstacles, their challenges, their struggles, and then you provide the solution in the form of a product or a service or coaching or a mastermind or a book or fill in the blank. That is how you monetize, by creating solutions to your audience's problems.
I think that's a fantastic point you shared today about kind of creating content, free valuable content, so that the audience can know, like, and trust you. And then branching off from that, creating a product that kind of provides a solution for the audience. So my next and last question was a bit, could you share a bit about your book, The Common Path to Uncommon Success?
So I've interviewed now over 3,000 successful entrepreneurs over the past decade. And I've learned from every one of those entrepreneurs. I've gained knowledge from all of those entrepreneurs. And I took their knowledge, I took their genius, I took their success, and I put it into a book called The Common Path to Uncommon Success. And that book is a 17-step roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment. So it will take you step by step to your financial freedom, step by step to your being fulfilled with the life that you're leading. And it's not my genius. It is the genius of the 3,000 successful entrepreneurs that I've interviewed over the past decade now. So that is a passion project of mine. It took me 480 hours to write 73,000 words, and it's available all bookstores.
Fantastic. So I wanted to wrap this up with, so could you share a bit about the future of Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast?
So the future is this. I'm going to continue to find guests who are the top performers in their field, who are the experts, who are the influencers, and I'm going to bring them on the show, and I'm going to have them teach masterclasses to my listeners, to Fire Nation, in their area of expertise. So every time somebody presses play, they're going to know that they're getting the best content from the best people, and I'm going to keep doing it every single day.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm wishing you all the success with the future. And yeah, thanks very much for your time today.